Then there came the children of Israel, the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, Would Elohim that we had died when our brethren died before Yahweh! And why have you brought up the congregation of Yahweh to this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And for what reason have you made us to come up out of Egypt and to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the splendor of Yahweh appeared to them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather you the assembly together, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock in front of their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shall you give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before Yahweh, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together in front of the rock, and he said to them, Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts as well. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not believe me, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Yahweh, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, You know all the travail that has befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried to Yahweh, he heard our voice and sent an angel and has brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of your border. Let us pass, I beg of you, through your country, and we will not pass through the fields nor through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we've passed through your borders. And Edom said to them, You shall not pass by me, lest I come out against you with the sword. And the children of Israel said to him, We will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of your water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, You shall not go through. And Edom came out against him with many people and with a strong hand. In this way Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. For this reason Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded. And they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, all the house of Israel. End of chapter.